Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 124, part 2, Joy is Our Duty. Today is Sunday, December 6, 2009. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission, as you know, is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. Why do I say that? No boundaries. Even though we're located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue, located at 1000 Oliver Avenue North in Minneapolis. And if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you're a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, call us, write this down, 612-521-4665. Call between 1 and 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, and register your household for monthly groceries. Don't be shy. We have lots of food and a lot to give away. So call us again, 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. Register your household for monthly groceries. And by the way, Pastor Paul is the person you will be seeing who will be giving you lots and lots of food to take home. So be sure to come down. And if you don't need groceries, we can always use your help. Call us up. Go online. You can visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations, or you can volunteer your time. So give us a call. You can also join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or write a testimony at the blog. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. When you go to the blog, you're going to find interactive links that I leave to scriptures within Pastor Paul's message, so you can follow up when you're finished listening to the message. You don't want to try to scramble through your Bible while you're listening to his message. You may miss something, and he speaks fast. Can I say this? Pastor Paul's messages are the best. And if you are one of those who are listening and you're getting a lot out of his messages, you need to tell other people about his messages. That's how I came to find out about Pastor Paul's mission, about Pastor Paul's work and everything in North Minneapolis, by hearing Pastor Paul on the radio. And you'll hear him refer to the radio audience quite a bit, because his messages are recorded some 20-some years ago, the ones we're hearing today. But when you listen, and I'd like to hear some comments about this on the blog, make a comment about this. Is it true that Pastor Paul's messages are just timeless? When you're listening to his messages, you're not thinking that it's 25 years ago. So be sure to write a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog, and you're going to find all that information in the show notes. The month of December, let me run through four messages. Joy is Our Duty, My Garden, His Garden. Actually, that one we've already heard. I'm taking these in order, though. So you'll be able to go to online, go to the audio page, and you'll be able to stream that or download it yourself as just a message, My Garden, His Garden. So we're going to skip that. So let's start over. We're going to go with Joy is Our Duty. The second one is to know and not to know the tender grape. And so you think you've got a problem. I like that one. Okay, so those are the messages for the month of December. Lots of stuff happening in December with the holidays. Be sure to tune in to the podcast. You're going to get a lot out of it and be blessed. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. Have a great holiday season. And what is the secret of the holidays? The joy of the Lord is your strength. God bless you.
I can do that. I can think of things that happened a long time ago and have me laugh. Someone driving alongside of my car and they look in the window and there I am. And I happen to look over. Joyful thing. A rejoy. Don't you take out the pictures and you look at the little one when they were first born? Huh? And don't you run the rerun movies until you drive the neighborhood crazy? And you have a rejoy. Hey, can you be too happy? Hey, you're too full of delight. That's what the killjoy says. You know they have a word for people that stop joy? They call them killjoys. You ever heard of a killjoy? As soon as they walk in the room, you're having fun, you're laughing, yeah, and killjoy comes in. And nobody laughs until killjoy leaves, and then everybody, huh? Are you killjoy? Kids are having fun, everybody's having fun, and you're all having fun. Stop that! Stop that delight! I'm trying to take a nap! Knock it off! Be more serious! Be more grown up! But I asked the question in the back of my mind. But grown up into what? A sourpuss? Could any of you demonstrate for me today what a sourpuss is? Who'd like to demonstrate what a sourpuss looks like? I know it's everybody smiling now. Who would like to demonstrate what a sourpuss looks like? I'll show you what they look like. Aren't they miserable? Oh, God. Here comes sourpuss. Here comes, I'm mad, and I have a right to be mad, and I'm going to stay mad. Huh? Say amen, somebody. We ain't going to put up with it. We're going to walk up and say, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and you have no excuse. How many heard that? Hey, your faces are changing. Transformation is happening. Wow! No, you got to rejoice. But I can't. The situation is too bad. I can't rejoice. Yes, you can. You can rejoice in Jesus Christ. And if you don't, you're going to be a sourpuss. And it says, it is said of divine wisdom. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. Whew. So if it's the joy of the Lord, you can't have too much of it. Can you have too much of the joy of the Lord? Huh? Well, I don't have any. Things aren't working out the way I expected them to work out. And everything is thistles and weeds and stuff. And I find that walking through the rose garden, there's a lot of thorns and things. and I just feel miserable, and I want to feel miserable, and I wish this message was over so I could go off someplace and just feel miserable. Huh? Did I hit? Put your hand up if I hit you right between the eyes, and God will bless it. Just stick your hand up ever so lightly. I seen your spiritual hand go up. That's enough. See, it'll do you good. I'm trying to give you something good here today. Rejoice in the Lord, not evil. Don't rejoice in evil. God never commanded us to do a thing which would really harm us. Do you think that'll harm you to rejoice in the Lord? So when he says rejoice, I think it's safe. Do you think it's safe to rejoice now? Look all around, see who's there. Start rejoicing right now. Just start right. Don't sit and check out others' faces before you rejoice. Sometimes we think, oh, so-and-so isn't feeling good. We shouldn't laugh. And we kind of look at people. I wonder how they'll take it if I laugh. Kids do that when dad is all grumpy and mean and frumpy. And they get little teeny laughs. Ha, 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 ha. Are you hearing this? How many are hearing this message today? Is it making any sense to you? Woo! Are you hearing this message today? Part of it anyway? See, I might drop dead. You won't hear the rest of this message. I'm just trying to get done before I do. Say amen, somebody. Please stick with me for the rest of this message. Don't run in and out. Please don't do it. If anybody comes in that back door from now on, sit them in the back, all right? Because we're going to learn how to rejoice here, and I'm losing it, praise God. So go ahead and rejoice. Let your face be loosed. What does that mean? Loose your face. Loose it. Let's see if there's any tight jaws down here. Oh, I think a person would just naturally melt in their seat if I put my hands on them and I said, be loosed. But I tell you, there will come a time in the end time where preaching like that will have to be. And preachers will have to go out into the audience and actually have people be loosed by the power of God over a demon spirit that's hindering them from rejoicing in God because of some little picky penny-anny thing, and God is going to put his hands down upon him. I don't care if they're even smiling sometimes. And he's going to say, be loosed! Be loosed! Watch this. Be loosed! You don't think that does something? You ask my secretary. We get calls all the time on just what I did right there. Say amen, somebody. You can't have too much of it. Be loosed. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And next, I believe it is a demonstrative duty. Rejoice in the Lord. Is there anything such as a silent joy? Did you ever try to have the joy of the Lord and be silent? No, it's demonstrative. I have joy. No, you got to demonstrate that joy. You got to dance, you got to sing, you got to do something. You got to demonstrate it. Do you ever have real joy and you just, whoo, 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 you don't have to do it yourself. Kids do that. They know how to get rid of it. You know what they do? They skip. Huh? Right? No, I used to do it my joy. I'd get my little pony. Huh? And I think, as silly as it may sound to you today, that we need to become childlike. I wish I had my little pony up here right now. You see, when you preach a heavy message like this, you better have some humor in it. Otherwise, they're laying in the aisles. God is merciful, isn't he? Say amen. But there's no such thing as a silent joy. 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 Doesn't it speak for itself? Doesn't it? Joy. Woo. It's like a candle lit in a dark room. You don't have to sound a trumpet and say, now light is come. No, 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 you don't have to. The candle, you see, proclaims itself by its own brilliance. And when joy comes into a man, hallelujah, it shines out of his eyes. It sparkles out of his countenance. And his whole body is fine-tuned. Joy. You know what they claim right now? Joy refreshes the marrow in your bones. And they get real flexible, you know. They just refreshes you, and you just get all, you can do anything with yourself. Because you got joy, and your marrow is running through your bones. How many are hearing this? Get loosed! It's called being loosed! And it quickens your blood flow. You ever see somebody? No. They won't rejoice in it. And they're all tight-jawed, and they got their legs crossed. Oh. No. Do you think something's going to go wrong with that person? They're shutting off their blood by the way they're sitting in the first place. And they're not loose. And they're nervous. And they're uptight. And they're tight-jawed. And they're twitchy-eyed. Why? Because they don't have joy. And they start to look old before their time. I think I look 10 years younger than I did 10 years ago. Well, what'd you look like before? Never mind. You want to look handsome? Get the joy of the Lord. You want to be a pretty woman? Rejoice in the Lord. Ooh, then you go to God's beauty parlor. But if you don't want to do it, you can sit there, you can put all the makeup on you want to. It won't cover all that. Oh, God, I'm miserable. Oh, huh? How many are hearing this? Don't you like people that wear Max Factor? Hey, my God's bigger than Max Factor. Go ahead and do it. You need it. But isn't it a healthy thing in all respects? Isn't it a speaking thing? Doesn't it demonstrate itself? And I am sure that the joy of the Lord ought to have a tongue. Oh, don't you ask people, well, what are you so happy about? And doesn't it have a tongue? Oh, guess what happened? Guess. Well, tell me. Guess. No, tell me. You want a piece of the action, do you? Ooh. Oh, but when the Lord sends afflictions upon us, don't we mumble and grumble loud enough then? Oh, God doesn't do that. Let me give you 50 scriptures that says he does. Trials and afflictions. Say amen, somebody. And then you grumble, and then you mumble loud enough, don't we? And when the Lord tries you, you generally speak fast enough about that. Guess what happened to me? I'm so down. I don't believe God did this to me. I'm going to quit everything. Then we're vocal. Now then, on the other hand, the Lord multiplies his mercies to you. Do speak about it. Do shout about it. Do sing about it. Oh, I was reading the paper. Oh, I remember back when God was blessing the farmers and God was blessing the factories and God was blessing the economy, and not too much was said. But now our economy is hurting, and the papers and the radio and the TV, oh, they talk about it and nothing else. The budget, the Balancing Budget Act, they talk about it all the time. But where were the praises to God when everything was going smoothly? Now, I know a lot of you listening. I know a lot of you out there on the radio. I know a lot of you out there on the tapes. Yes, I do. That could not rub two nickels together And you got fine homes, and you got fine cars, and you got all those things, and you act as if you are ruined. By the way, some people talk. You might imagine that everybody is bankrupt, but I know it isn't so. I know it isn't so. It's not so. And what a shame it is. We do not give the Lord the same praises when we have better times. Are you having a good time right now? Is everything going smooth? Start to praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him when you're rolling out them rolls and putting them in the pan. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the... That's in the pan down there. Praise the Lord. Huh? You know what will happen? The whole shop will get to singing praises unto God. And you know what? They'll look for you coming in the door. They'll say, where's Jim today? I haven't seen Jim. Have you seen Jim? I haven't seen Jim. You seen Jim? No, I ain't seen Jim. Oh, here's Jim. Hi, Jim! Because when Jim is there, there is the Spirit of the Lord is there. Doesn't that happen on your job? You're gone and say, where were you? And doesn't it surprise you? Oh, I never thought these people would miss me. Huh. You know what was missing? The joy of the Lord. You know what's missing in a whole lot of churches? The joy of the Lord. I mean, if we are so loud and so eloquent over past woes, why couldn't we have been so eloquent and as loud, let's say, in our thanksgiving for former blessings that God gave us? Why not be more vocal when God is blessing us, when God is anointing us, when God is using us? I thought to myself, could this very stink of no praise have caused the no blessings? Are you not quick to please those who give you praise? When your kids come up, oh, I love Daddy, I love Daddy, I love Daddy, 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 Daddy. He's the daddy in the whole world, and the toughest, and the meanest, and the bestest daddy. Now, don't you want to bless that little one for that? Yes, you do. Same way with God. When you start giving thanks to the Lord. Oh, I love the Father. I love the Holy Ghost. I love His only Son. I love the three in one. Huh? You think that's going to bring about a result? I know it does. And also, this is a blessed grace of joy. It's a very contagious thing. Oh, what a great privilege. I think it is to run into a truly happy man. You ever run into somebody and they're truly happy? I mean, you know they're happy. You might go into a hardware store or something and here's this guy in there. What can I do for you? He looks simple, doesn't he? Because he's happy. See, being happy is simple. Keep it simple, stupid. See, being happy... it's very simple. Isn't it truly a privilege to run into someone that's always happy? You see him up in the mall or something like that, and he's walking along. Huh? Don't you just want to run up and catch him? Hey, Mr. Happy! And all these other people are walking around. Briefcases. Grocery bags, suitcases, huh? Duffel bags, huh? And here's a truly happy man. And you know he's rejoicing in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. And you say, oh, you stick out like a sore thumb. Say amen, somebody. Ooh. And that type of person will always find new mercies of the Lord. And that type of person will always encourage people. A man who obeys the command, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And besides people, joy in the Lord is influential for good. When you see someone that is consistently full of joy, say amen. Whew. And through of that joyous spirit, isn't that influential? Doesn't that do something? I think there is much more in the tone of life than there is in the particular fashion in life. I mean, that could be a poor man, but yet be happy. I mean, it could be an educated man and yet be tremendously happy. And what does it all boil down to? Happy. Rich or poor, you got to be happy. Sinatra sings a song like that. Something like that. I want to be me. Huh? No. I don't want to be me. Do you want to be you? Totally you? I'm a scared of me. Are you scared of you? How many of you are scared to be them? You don't want to be yourself. Please. 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 Rejoice. Oh my God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, also rejoicing is commanded. It's not a matter left to your opinion. Maybe someone's listening to me and say, well, I don't have the same opinion you do. I'm not of the same opinion. It's not left up to your opinion. It's not set before you as a desirable thing, which you can do without. You cannot do without it. Now, maybe I'll have to shake you into realization. I don't know. But you can't do without it. Can't. That's why so many times we're so miserable, because we think that, well, I'll take it or leave it. Some days I rejoice, some days I don't. It's my own dang business. How do you like that? It's your own business. You said it with your own lips. Get away from me, though. How many are hearing this? Oh, God. Break loose today. Break loose. Break loose and start rejoicing. Don't rejoice in a person. Oh, they'll let you down every time. Bucky boy. Huh? Ooh, you are commanded to rejoice in the Lord, even when you fast. Oh, I can't rejoice. Oh, I'll only be happy when I get to eat again. Oh, all I can think of is chicken and roast beef, potatoes and gravy and ice cream and pie, and on and on and on. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. You know how you put a happy face on? You put on Jesus Christ. And how do you put on Jesus Christ? By putting on a garment of praise. And the garment of praise is the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on Jesus Christ. The garment of praise. Before you can praise him, you got to put him on. And when you got him on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! How many are hearing this message today? Oh, hey. You're going to leave here freer than what you came in here. Yes, you are. Holy joy I'm talking about today. How many want holy joy here? You want holy joy? You know what holy joy is? That loosens up your machinery of your life. Holy joy will strengthen you in daily labor. Holy joy, how beautiful it is. It will give you influence over the lives of others. They will come to you for counsel. Because you have strength, because you have a Holy Jew. And shouldn't we speak and live the gospel? For what is the gospel after all? Glad tidings of what? Great. Great what? What a witness when a preacher, listen preacher, when he bears up under a tremendous load and keeps on going with the joy of the Lord. You are commanded to rejoice. Let me say it again. Let me stop here right now and hand this commandment around to you and to the radio audience and to the tape. Let me give you your rights here. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I'll write these out and I'll give them to you. Rejoice in the Lord. There you go. Rejoice in the Lord always. There you are. Throw a couple over there, make airplanes. Rejoice in the Lord always. Pass them down the line over there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. There you go. Rejoice in the Lord. What does always mean? It means right now. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll write one out for you. There you go, sister. Pass them on down the line. Right, you just pass these right down there. And you pass them, Dick, over that way. Take a couple home with you. Spread them around to your neighbors. And you pass them down that way. Here, you got some kids that are frumping out. Well, then just give them the joy of the Lord. Got a mate that's frumping out on you. Guess, hey, have the joy of the Lord. Oh, I know this just makes people mad. Oh, God, I'm way above all this. But praise God, you are not above it. And I'll tell you something. If you do not follow the commandment of the Lord, you will be miserable. Right? Oh, here, you look like you really want one. And praise God, I love that when people really want it. And here's two beautiful people. They really want it. Take it. Take it. Pass it down that way. And pass it down that way. And Riley, pass it down that way by faith. And pass it down that way. And pass it over that way. And take a bunch of them. Here's a whole load. Here's a basket full. I'll throw them all over. Just, hey, pass out the joy of the Lord all over the place. You know what? What I'm saying right here might sound real simple and real stupid, but it is a commandment of the Lord for you to rejoice. You are not permitted to complain. You are not allowed to fret and fume. You are not allowed to moan. I heard someone moaning in here. You are not allowed to groan. Not allowed, not permitted. Mourner, you listening on the radio right now, are commanded to put on beauty for ashes and oil for joy for mourning. Well, don't you have a song like that, Dove? Now just stop long facing it, huh? Don't you even know your own songs? You gotta stop long facing it, huh? Don't you have a song like that? Well, I know it's different words, but don't you have a song like that? I mean, the Holy Spirit might be speaking to you through these wrong words. You gotta stop long facing it. Stop long facing it. Stop complaining. The commandment, the proclamation from God Almighty from on high, is to rejoice in the Lord. And if you don't, you'll die. Oh, and for this purpose, let me close it. Jesus came. That our joy might become full. And therefore, let's sing with the prophet. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. Oh, shouldn't that cause you to rejoice? As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Woo! Also, I'm going to say something here. that the joy of the Lord, and this rejoicing I'm talking about, and this joy is a discriminate joy. Rejoice in the Lord. It discriminates. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't we read in the scripture where the children are to obey their parents in the Lord? Aren't people married in the Lord? Oh, but don't rejoice in evil. If you can't share your joy, the joy that you have, and it's some kind of a sin, it's not the right kind of joy for you if you can't share it with God. Say amen, somebody. No, in the Lord, your joy must be in Him. I'm winding down. You'll get to your Arby's roast beef sandwiches quick enough. But also in closing here, Paul meant that God is to be the object of joy. Rejoice in the direct object, the Lord. Rejoice in, prepositional phrase, direct object, the Lord. Rejoice in what? In the Lord, the direct object. All the object of my affection is to turn my direction from the world unto the Lord. But also Paul meant that God is to be the object, I said. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Father, your Father who is in heaven, your loving, tender, unchangeable God. Rejoice in Him. Rejoice also too in the Son then, your Redeemer, your brother, your husband, your soul, your prophet, your priest, your King. Rejoice also in the Holy Ghost, your quickener, your comforter, the Bible says. In Him who you shall abide forever and ever. Rejoice in God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the Bible says. In Him delight yourselves, it is written. Delight thyselves also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of thine heart. When your children are delighted by you, doesn't that bless you? Doesn't that bless you, John, when you come in off work and the little one runs up? Huh? Daddy! Drops all his toys. Daddy! My daddy! My daddy! My daddy! Doesn't that bless you? They used to bless me. Little Julie come running up and have her arms up. Daddy! Or Stevie, he'd come running up. My daddy! Or Debbie or Cheryl. Oh, God, my heart was full. Full. That made me feel good. It's the same way with your Heavenly Father. You feel good. He feels good. When you say, I rejoice in you, Daddy. Same thing. Same exact thing. God needs your joy. God needs, your Heavenly Father needs your love. You need the love of your children? Yeah, you do. I need the love of my children, and I need the respect of my children. Don't you thrive on that? I do. Wouldn't that be terrible if they didn't love you? Wouldn't that break your heart? Do you love your mom? That's great. A lot of people don't love their moms. She's such a nerd. Isn't that sad? Let me close it up now. Well, you said that before. You can't have too much joy in the Lord, people. You can't have too much of the great Jehovah. The exceeding, it says in the Bible, He is our exceeding joy. And sometimes we can't rejoice in anything else, but you surely can rejoice in the Lord. Then rejoice to the very fullest in the Lord. Don't rejoice in your temporal prosperity. Don't rejoice in those things. Because, you know, your temporal prosperity, what will happen? It'll grow wings and fly away. Don't rejoice even in your great success in the work of God. Oh, I just rejoice in this great... Now listen to what Jesus said to the 70 disciples. They came back to Jesus and said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And you know what he answered? Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written, where? In heaven. Preacher and teacher and people that are going out, don't rejoice too much in the great success and in the great works that God is doing through you, but rather rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Don't rejoice in your privileges, is what I'm saying, or that you are favored or that you are used mightily, but rejoice in God. He does not change. If the Lord is your joy, it will not dry up. All other things are but for a season, the Bible says, but our God is forever and ever. And so let us be and let him be your joy today, hallelujah, and be immersed in his joy, be baptized in his joy, be flooded with his joy. But what is the time appointed for this rejoicing? The time appointed is to rejoice always, and that means you start right now. Now the second hand is running here. We're going to go. We got 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rejoice! But when are we to be glad? When you can't find one single solitary thing to be glad about. When friends leave you. When things don't work out. When tragedy comes. But then also, on the other hand, rejoice in the Lord when you have things to rejoice in. When he loads your cupboards up. When he fills your pocketbook. When he blesses you, you with friends, rejoice in him more than these. And he said to Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these? Today, forget not the shepherd, and forget not that he's better than all the green pastures and all the still waters. And you know why? Because he made him. And rejoice in the Lord always, and rejoice in the Lord always when you're around people, not just alone. So many times we have to be alone and we praise God. We run for a phone booth like Superman and get in there. Praise God, praise God, praise God. No, do it in front of people. Do it right in front of people. Right in front of your old beer, burping beer friends. Rejoice. You know, why are you so happy about it? I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. I just heard a message on rejoicing in the Lord. You know, it works. Put your beer bottle down once. Put your arms up. Throw them up in the air. Start praising God. Throw that cigarette. Well, let's finish with the emphasis the Lord has commanded. Rejoice in the Lord always. And here it is. The emphasis is here. And again, I say rejoice. What does that mean? Again, I say rejoice. Well, it means that Paul, the Philippians had treated him so nice. You remember in a time back in the Bible in the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas were in the prison and they started praising God and they were praying outside for them, he was so happy about that it happened that he regurgitated that joy and he started writing out a message to them. You gave me joy. You prayed for me. And now I'm going to lift you up. You told me to be happy and you made me happy. And so I'm going to make you happy, happy. Listen now. And this is finally the end of the message. Praise God. Sickness and afflictions will come. Hard times will come. Sorrowful times will come. So let me repeat this. Again, I say rejoice. Simply obey God's commandment today. God, it says, inhabits the praises of his people. And also, people, like I said previous to what I'm talking about right now, It is your duty. Here we have Paul in a dungeon, an ambassador in chains, and he tells others to rejoice. Oh, God. Here we have Paul, and listen to what he lived. I believe he was a man acquainted with grief and sorrow and afflictions, a man beaten and spit upon and ridiculed, a man who suffered for the joy that was set before him. Does this sound like Jesus Christ? Well, that's because he was like Jesus Christ. To know Christ, you must share in his suffering. And also, Paul knew all things were passing on. You're passing on. People let him go. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. All rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. All rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. All rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Sing it loud. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. I'll rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Get free. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Oh, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Boy. Oh. Woo! Rejoice in the Lord. So we-